the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David. Joining me today, please welcome my guest, Jose Leon. Jose, how are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Michael. I'm doing fabulous, and thank you for having me on the show again and to share some time with your audience as well.
Yeah, no problem. We're glad to have you with us. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for our audience to reach out to you for more information after the show.
Okay. Well, my name is Jose Leon, and I'm a Reiki Master teacher, and I operate out of Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. And my probably easiest way to contact me is through my website, which is joseleon-reiki-rnt.com, and that's with a J for Jose. And my phone number is 604-839-3500. You can find my email and my, you know, other social media information there. It takes a little bit easier for you than trying to remember all the words for everything. Worst case, Michael, they can just Google Jose Leon Reiki, and that'll show up my website pretty easily. So,
excellent. And Jose, how's the Vancouver weather treating you today?
Well, it's been a beautiful summer for sure, and today on my radio show it got cloudy, so it's nice to get a little bit of cool weather over here. It's really great, actually, a little bit of balance over everything.
There you go. That's nice. And now, like I said, we're glad to have you with us. We're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who are unfamiliar with you or first time tuning into you, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am, let's see, I've been practicing kind of wellness and energy works probably about 18 years. I was a registered massage therapist for 18 years, and I incorporated energy work with my clients' support. And I got my Reiki master mastery actually 13 or 14 years ago. So what I offer people through my practice is kind of a holistic or a kind of a wellness approach to their concerns. So energy support, some intuitive wisdom is how I operate a little bit. So I kind of channel through information to help support the clients when they're sitting in front of me. So we deal with other emotional, physical, or just practical issues that they have by kind of looking at them, and helping empower the clients is my focus, to bring them a little more awareness about their situation, how they're coping, their awareness, and you know, inflammatory things in their life that might be causing them from not getting to the place they want to be.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, I got to ask, how did you actually get started, or what inspired you to actually do what you're doing now?
Well, my family, when we came to Canada originally, my family's from South America, actually, originally, she placed us in the Catholic elementary school, so I think that had some the beginnings of a little bit of influencing part of my personality. So I always wanted to be of service, help people, you know, this kind of thing. And I was always interested in, because of my personality, in wanting to, you know, help people be more relaxed or happier. So I chose my career paths into, did some nursing, studied some psychology, and did my massage therapy program in 2000. And I got into Reiki as well. So always part of my personality, and just wanting to be of service. And then, of course, the other part that got me into what I do, into particularly the Reiki. The Reiki is kind of my main energy module that I use in my practice. But I got there through, of course, like a lot of us, through hitting burnout in my career after I did massage therapy for 5 years. So that kind of led me to, you know, this part where you have to really look at your life and heal yourself, and I found my way to Reiki and to do what I do now through that process.
Very cool. Now, when someone reaches out to you for help, say for the first time, what is it that you're mostly coming across? Are you finding that people are coming with one particular type of issue or multiple issues? What is it that you're finding?
I think, Michael, like most of us, you probably hear it from your friends and colleagues, the probably the two things you hear the most is relationship problems or money issues or health issues. These kind of two or three things are kind of the common theme for people, and I think we're all kind of the same. So I see a lot of people that are bringing their coping issues because of their emotional and life experience, things that have been hard on their hearts or on their minds, and because you haven't found a way to, we're not taught how to deal with that. We just cope through addictions or through, you know, passive aggressiveness, through abuse of things. So I find people that are coming basically are coming with altered perceptions of who they are in their empowerment self. So they're coming with all their kind of sort of baggage emotionally and psychologically and their addiction. So, but I would say yes, relationship issues, insecurities, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of anger to people in their life that hurt them or perceive they've been hurt or vice versa.
Gotcha. Now, in your experience, why do you think people should choose Reiki over some of the other modalities that are out there today?
Well, there's no doubt there's lots of modalities out there, lots of energy modules out there, and there's a lot of good ones, of course, and everything offers people something. So I believe, too, that all these energy modules kind of are probably drawing the energy through that module from the same level of source, but every module is a little bit different in the frequency or vibration. So why Reiki? Well, I think personally for me, it's because it works. It's not something that I just kind of saw online and I hope it works. I used it to heal my life when I got into total rock bottom burnout in 2005. So I've 13 or 14 years using it to help support and heal my life, as well as I've worked with thousands of clients where I've seen it benefit them day after day, and I can go on and on about the kind of experiences they've had. So from a personal place, I'm confident and comfortable because I've walked through it, and I've seen it help my clients. So I always tell my clients in my practice, I'm not here to waste your time. Your time, your money, your emotional state is very important. So I won't offer this module, or I call it module, but it's more than that, but it's Reiki energy, because it just, it's been successful, or it's helped a lot of people, myself. And as well, if you look at it as well, it's in, I think the Washington Post had an article in 2014, and it's in, been incorporated in the hospital systems all over the U.S. as well. So it's over 60 of the U.S. hospitals, and it's been part of their, you know, extended supportive services. And it's in the Mayo Clinic, it's in the Hodgkin's Cancer, you know, they have it in all their supplementary supportive wards. So meaning that it's not something that's just kind of not work, it's whether they can prove it scientifically or not, the hospitals are incorporating it means that there's benefit to their patients. So it's something that will support you in whichever level it does, it's still beneficial for them to continue using it.
Yeah, I think that's super fascinating because we're hearing more and more about Reiki. I think it's becoming a little bit more mainstream nowadays.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are really getting tired of having to rely on a pill or some sort of medication to feel better and to treat certain symptoms. And people are looking at other things such as Reiki, which I think is super fascinating. We're starting to see that shift. Do you think that people need to be educated more on Reiki and really be exposed or at least try it for them to really understand it?
I think awareness is definitely important. As you know, education, you do your research, you Google your things, testimonials will give you at least some information or support to make a better decision. I think you're very correct in what you're saying, Michael, is that the world, everything evolves. We evolve. You're different than you were probably a year ago or 6 months ago. So the world's evolving. People are consciousness. I think Google is a big thing that supported us to evolve because we can get information instantly. So it definitely would help people to be even just Reiki, but more self-aware about supportive, I call it tools to be practical, but like modules or tools that can support you, like mindfulness or yoga or energies or Reiki. You're right, Reiki is very popular. Why? Because it's basically very easy to learn. You don't need to know anything. You don't need to be a healer. You don't need to be holistic or spiritual. You don't need to study for 20 years. You can just do 1 day course and activate that energy through the ceremony process of the class, and then you just connect this through this energy through you as a conduit. So the reason it's so widespread is because it's practical, because it's not necessarily religious, it's not the cultural thing. It just works, it's simple, and it's easy. Anybody can learn it. So I guess with that sense, it's very enticing or very attractive for people. And also it seems, as you look at the popularity of it or in the hospitals, that it's doing something for people.
Yeah, that's a great point there. Now, Jose, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get more information with Jose Leon. We'll be right back.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lei and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Jose Leon, owner of Transcendence Healing. Now, Jose, of course, before the break, we were getting a little bit more insight on how you actually help people and some of the reasons people choose Reiki. Now, I wanted to ask you as well, why do you think it is that people are choosing you over some of the other healers or other modalities that are out there?
Well, I think, I have a lot of experience. So I've been doing this, like I mentioned, 18 or 19 years. And I've walked through a lot of issues that my clients are walking through, self-esteem issues, communication issues, trauma, anxiety, depression, you know, coping mechanisms. So I'm able to kind of see and help them because I've walked through a lot of these issues. When I ask my clients why they come, besides, you know, them getting results, of course, they say they like the how they feel with me. So I have a non-judgmental energy. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. I think you can probably attest to that, Mike, that you've gone to different professionals, and whether they have a lot of credentials or not even, you know within a minute or two when you're in their presence whether you like them or not. Okay, mm-hmm. So basically, because the reason that people feel that is because they feel a judgment or they feel a projection from the professional sometimes, from their own stuff to you, how you should be doing your life, for example. So for myself, I'm very grounded and very clean in my energy, and my purpose is to empower you as well and to bring awareness. So it's not just about, trying to sugarcoat the parts of you that isn't willing, but to actually bring kind of awareness to the issues that you're having emotionally or energetically, as well as coping and how your brain or your mind justifies things. So it's kind of helping you in a more of a rounded way that will help you release the actual blocks or resistance you have that are creating the procrastinating things we always do that create pain in our lives and suffering. So I think, and also I really believe as well that people that find themselves to my office are ready to shift emotionally or their life where they're having difficulties. And so I would say it's more of a rounded approach and a lot of experience, and I also work very intuitively. So when I sit in front of me, I can kind of sense where you're circling around and your resistance connected to your issue.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's super fascinating. Now, how would you explain to someone that's coming for Reiki for the first time, how would you explain what they're going to experience and what the process is like?
Okay. So when they first come into the office, the way I work, I usually kind of divide the time between a little bit of intuitive wisdom and you can call it life coaching or a little bit of counseling. But it's more of an intuitive process that I work. So we basically ask what your concerns are, and then we just talk a little bit about those things. And we'll talk about this later as well, but the reason that we talk, it's important to talk about your concerns is because as you bring your awareness to something that creates inflammation, it's easier to clear with the energy because it comes to the surface of your body versus being repressed into your body, so to speak. So they'll basically an awareness talk about what's going on and just a little insights or helping the client kind of find a different perspective or view of their situation. And just that alone, that's why counseling psychology is good for people. It can help move some of that resistance or belief system based on what keeps reinforcing them to do the things that aren't healthy for them. So what they will experience, usually have them fully closed. They'll lie on the massage table. You can do it on a chair as well, but I usually use a massage table. And I'll just, the practitioner will be just basically, I would place my hands above or on their body to channel through this Reiki vibration. And usually the sessions are about anywhere from 45 to an hour long. And what can they experience? It's really across the board, Mike. I've seen people, depending how their bodies decides to process the energy frequency, is think of it like supporting the person's body to balance and detox, so to speak. So you'll see people experiencing all kind of things from, mostly they'll feel really relaxed after, really calm in their minds. Most people leave after with all the concerns and anxiety they had will be gone, and they'll be just thinking about what to eat later. Like they totally forget what their problems are or the emotional component. So they may feel relaxed, they may feel some body sensations, tingling, some heat, or they may just fall asleep as well. So the process is very individual and it's different every time because it's basically a person's body that is healing the body. I'm just a conduit for the energy that supports their body with this really refined energy to help them balance.
Excellent. And what would you say is kind of next for you, Jose? Are you looking to possibly start other projects and looking to grow in certain areas? What would you say is next?
Well, I'm trying to expand in terms of teaching more workshops and classes. So I'm right now actively trying to also look for a bigger space to accommodate more people. I really feel that people are needing more of these, just like how people go to yoga, they need to go check in somewhere in groups where they can actually support each other in the process and and help clear their energy and get some support wisdom-wise as well. I'm interested as well as getting back into the hospital system, which I did work there at St. Paul's Hospital for 4 years earlier in my career, and just incorporating, you know, the energy components into the system as well. But just creating more modules and just expanding more internationally as well.
Gotcha. That's pretty exciting. And out of everything you do now to help people, what would you say is the most rewarding part for you personally?
I think when you see their eyes shift from how they come in total fear, self-judgment, shame, and anxiety, and then having them leave with calmness, groundness, or just that light bulb. You know, you see people get the aha moment where it's just they release something, their body bounces or clears something through the support of the session, and all of a sudden they're just lighter, happier, or they realize, oh, I didn't need to feel or look at myself that way. So seeing people transcend past what they thought they couldn't do, as well as just seeing more joy and lightness just in their demeanor, their mind, and how they speak after. So that's what's rewarding. Basically, people realizing that they're not this broken, inflammatory, useless, you know, bad person that everybody projects to them or they project to themselves.
Awesome. And of course, we're going to have you back next Friday. What can people expect to hear about in our next show?
Well, I want to talk a little bit, because I want to support people. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of energy. I guess I kind of call it Energy 101. Just talk about energy and how it relates to your coping, to your inflammation in your life, and how you can transcend that through how it affects your immune system. So how your beliefs, your trauma, and energy all kind of work together and manifest into you being healthy or not healthy in your immune system. So I think it's something that's important to talk about so people can have some more information or tools to help them shift, I guess.
Awesome. Definitely looking forward to having that conversation. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
Just to my website, quickest, easiest way without you guys having to write too much, just Google Jose, J-O-S-E, Leon, L-E-O-N, last name, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, or the actual website is joseleon-reiki-rmp, as in mother, .com. My number is 604-839-3500, and I also do remote long-distance healing with Reiki, and we can also do wisdom talk through the phone or Skype if needed.
Sounds good. Well, Jose, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing such valuable information and insight with our audience today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, no problem, and we definitely look forward to speaking with you again soon. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.